Megan Thee Stallion opens up about 2020 shooting. Britney Spears announces another social media hiatus, and Hayley Williams joins Billie Eilish on the Coachella stage. It's Monday, April 25th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Megan Thee Stallion recalled how she feared for her life as Canadian rapper Tory Lanez allegedly opened fire at her during an argument in the summer of 2020. I didn't even want to move. I didn't want to move too quick because I'm like, oh my god, if I take the wrong step, I don't know if he could shoot something that's super important. I don't know if he could shoot me and kill me, she told Gayle King in an interview airing Monday on CBS Mornings. I was really scared because I'd never been shot at before. Megan said she got into an argument with Lanez early in the morning of July 12, 2020 outside a house party in Hollywood Hills. It was an argument because I was ready to go and everybody else wasn't ready to go, she said. But I never put my hands on anyone. I never raised my voice too loud. This was one of them times when it shouldn't have gotten this crazy. So I get out of the car and it's like everything happened so fast and all I hear is this man screaming. He said, dance, bitch. And he started shooting and I'm like, oh my god, he shot a couple of times. Officers from the Los Angeles Police Department responded to a 911 call, stopped a vehicle, and noticed one of Megan's feet was bleeding. According to reports at the time, she initially blamed broken glass for the injury. Lanez was arrested at the scene and was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. He posted $35,000 US bail and was released several hours later, according to public records. Several days after the incident, Megan posted a statement on social media in which she admitted she suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime that was committed against her and done with intention to physically harm her. Megan did not name Lanez as the alleged shooter until August 20th, when she said during an Instagram Live, yes, Tory shot me. You shot me and you got your publicist and your people going to these blogs lying and shit. She explained that she initially didn't tell police about the shooting because she feared how officers would react to an armed black man in a vehicle. I tried to save Lanez. Even though he tried to shoot me, I tried to spare him, said Megan. He's not in jail because I didn't tell the police what happened to me as soon as it happened and I should have. I'm smart, I didn't have to spare Lanez, but I did, I'm done. In October 2020, Lanez, a Brampton, Ontario native and a Florida resident whose real name is Desar Peterson, was charged with assault with a firearm and carrying a loaded and unregistered firearm. He pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial. Lanez faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison. Earlier this month, Lanez was taken into custody in a Los Angeles courtroom and held for several hours after a judge ruled that he violated orders stemming from the charges. Judge David Hereford found that Lanez violated court orders preventing him from contacting Megan or discussing any discovery of the case with outside parties and increased Lanez's bail from $250,000 to $350,000. Last August, Lanez's bail went up by $60,000 when he was found guilty of violating a court order by attending a music festival where Megan performed. Britney Spears announced on Sunday that she's taking another break from social media. I'm going on a social media hiatus for a little while, the pop star wrote in an Instagram post. I send my love. Of course, this is not the first time that Spears has promised to hit pause on Instagram. Last September, she deactivated her account shortly after announcing her engagement. Don't worry, folks, I'm just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon, she tweeted. Last month, Spears again deactivated her Instagram account for several days without explanation. The latest hiatus comes only days after ex-husband Kevin Federline's lawyer accused her of pursuing a dialogue that's based on revisionist history, after she claimed in a post that Federline refused to see her on two occasions when she was pregnant with their sons. Mark Vincent Kaplan told TMZ that Spears' claim is completely fabricated. Paramore's Hayley Williams made her Coachella debut on Saturday as a special guest to Billie Eilish. Wow, this is my first Coachella, Williams said. Whoa, thanks for sharing this with me. This is sick. The singer joined Eilish and her brother Phineas for a rendition of Paramore's 2000 track Misery Business and then joined Eilish on Happier Than Ever. During Eilish's set during the first week of Coachella, she brought out Khalid to perform their collab Lovely and Damon Albarn for Getting Older and the Gorillaz track Feel Good Inc. You can watch the clips of Eilish and Williams in the description for this episode. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.